For South Carolina Public Radio and Sonatas and Soundscapes, I'm Bradley Fuller. Brad Balliet's musical career is a multifaceted one. He's principal bassoon of the Princeton Symphony, performs with new music groups such as Signal and Metropolis Ensemble, and is on the faculties of the Peabody Institute and Juilliard School. He's a founding member and former artistic director of the Dakota Chamber Ensemble, and is on the faculty of Music Ambia as well. And it's through those that Brad has traveled across the country to bring performances and music workshops to a wide range of audiences, including those incarcerated at Allendale Correctional Facility and Lee Correctional Institution in South Carolina. But this time, Brad has come to the Palmetto State for a performance of his work Arboretum, a composition which features a number of simultaneous bassoon solos, each solo inspired by different species of tree and able to be combined with other solos to form a greater whole, not unlike the various plants of a forest. I spoke with Brad recently in the preserved natural setting which will serve as the performance venue for Arboretum, Congaree National Park in southern Richland County. Here's part of that conversation, starting with a question from me about the overall form that the work takes.
More than a dozen bassoonists all performing at the same time in an outdoor setting. What's the overall gist of this work? What's the overall scheme of it?
It is a lot of bassoons spread through a forest, and it's kind of a stereotype of the bassoon. It looks a little bit like a tree. It's made of this nice maple wood. I remember playing John Williams' bassoon concerto, Five Sacred Trees, and he says in the opening, the bassoon is a tree itself. And I remember thinking as a middle schooler, well, John Williams, that's not exactly true, but I get your point. There is this kind of kinship between bassoons and trees. So when Mike Harley, who's the professor here at University of South Carolina, invited me to make a piece to be performed at the Adkins Arboretum in Chestertown, Maryland, I returned to this idea of trees and bassoons together. I've always been really into nature since I was a little kid, and my professional path has diverged away from it. And recently I've been trying to get back to it and find all the ways that I can combine these two passions. Can I bring some of my love of nature into my life as a bassoonist and as a composer? So the piece is a bunch of solo pieces, a piece that could be performed on bassoon all on its own, and each piece is attached to a specific species of tree, and the music will be inspired by that tree. So there is the sweet gum tree, which I find to be a very elegant tree with its star-shaped leaves. So I tried to make the music elegant and flowing. And the tulip poplar is a massive, imposing tree. So I wrote that for the contrabassoon, the big bassoon, which with its imposing sound. But the piece is constructed with the players using stopwatches to guide the pacing of the playing, so that all the pieces will work together and create harmony amongst the pieces. So you might be standing next to the tulip poplar, but you'll be hearing in the background the sweet gum tree or the sassafras tree or whatever else is around. All of the pieces work together to kind of create an ultra slow motion chord sequence.
Is this a chord sequence of your own devising, or is this based on, say, a very common kind of chord progression or a chorale that's already out there?
It's a chord progression of my own devising, although listeners that are good at kind of fast forwarding in their mind these slow motion harmonies will recognize a tiny quote from Strauss's Alpine Symphony, which is also a piece about nature and being out in the world.
You know, as people are experiencing this, they're obviously outside in the park. Are they supposed to sit in one spot and just kind of take it all in, find a good spot where they can hear several of these simultaneous solos at the same time? Or are they meant to walk around and kind of peruse at their own pace? Or what's your idea for an audience member, as it were?
It's totally up to everybody that comes to the experience. I think of it in a lot of ways, like these interactive theater experiences. There's one that ran in New York for a while called Sleep No More, which was a version of Macbeth taking place in a hotel, and there were scenes happening in all the different rooms of the hotel, and the audience would walk around and experience it their own way, and you'd never experience it the same way twice. So you are certainly welcome to find a bench and sit and enjoy all in one place, or to walk around until you find something you like and pause, or sort of speed walk around the whole loop of the forest and try to get a little bit of everything. In the performance on April 10th, the bassoonists will play through the whole piece twice with a big gap in between, with the idea that you can kind of intentionally go try a different pathway through it the second time through. It might be a 1 minute walk from one bassoonist to the next, but then there's a little spur, a path off of the main loop for the adventurous audience member. And we want to reward that adventurousness. So if they go down, it might take 3 or 4 minutes of walking, but then you'll find Professor Mike Harley down there playing the bald cypress next to one of the most impressive trees in the entire park. So we want it to be rewarding and surprising.
You mentioned that the first version of this piece was performed in Maryland, tying in the species of trees found in a forest in that state. So for this version of the work here in South Carolina, you're drawing on some of the tree species native to this park or to this state.
Exactly. And when I was speaking with Mike about setting up this performance, we were looking at the list of trees that we had, and some of them are here, like the white oak trees and a couple of the others. But there were other trees that are prominent here in the Congaree National Park, famous even, like the bald cypress. So we decided that to really make it special for this location, there should be new pieces that reflect this specific ecosystem.
You're a bassoonist yourself. Are you performing in this concert?
I am not. I wanted to come down. I live in New York City, so I came down as we are here in the park right now so that we could really scout out the locations, find the perfect trees that would be both beautiful to look at and find the places where we can really hear a bassoonist down 100 meters down this way. So for me, I wanted to really get my hands into the planning of it. And the bassoonists at University of South Carolina are talented, enthusiastic, great musicians, and I'm sure that they're going to give a wonderful performance.
And that strikes me, I mean, you mentioned all these bassoonists. I would assume if you're not near a music school or a larger music school even at that, or a city setting, it might be kind of hard to find that many bassoonists on hand who could play this piece. I mean, was that a challenge, or was the studio pretty ready to rise to this?
That's more a question for Mike, who's done an amazing job corralling the bassoonists of this part of the state. So in addition to the members of his bassoon studio, there are recent graduates and professionals and people that play at a high level, maybe not professionals, but that are excellent players that are joining in as well. But that's another nice thing about the piece from my point of view is if you have only 3 people and the trees, you can do it with 3 people. You could do it with 1 person. If you love this particular loblolly pine in your backyard, you can play the loblolly pine piece in your backyard next to that tree. And that's just as much a performance of this piece as if you have 25 or 50 bassoons spread out in a forest.
Would you say that each part is of about the same difficulty, or maybe some tree species seem to warrant a more virtuosic bassoon part and maybe others are a little easier to play? Was there any thinking of that when you were writing this?
Certainly. Some trees I look at and I say, this is just a simple tree, something like the pawpaw tree, which we don't have down here, but which is prevalent in the Northeast. Or the massive tulip poplar that sort of wants just a big spacious melody that's a little bit less difficult to play. So the character, it may be a little anthropomorphizing here, but the character of each tree is reflected in the music. And of course, it's also nice that if the pieces are of different difficulty levels, you can involve whichever bassoonists you know. Some of them really could be played by somebody that's only been playing for 2 or 3 years, and some of them are intentionally challenging even for the so-called elite professionals that can play anything. You know, we want it to be fun for everyone, so people that want a challenge get a challenge. People that want to kick back and play their tune by the tree, that's great too. And hopefully for both audience and musicians, they come out with a new appreciation for the trees and an eye towards differentiating the trees. And it's one of those things where, you know, I love birds, and it used to be that all bird song was just this wallpaper. And now, as we're sitting out here in the forest, my attention is pulled as I hear, oh, that's this kind of warbler. Oh, that's the cardinal. Oh, that's the wren. And hopefully, for audience and players alike, they'll walk through the forest and say, this is my tree. Here I am right next to the white oak. This is the one that I spent some time learning how to play the song, and now I recognize it.
Bassoonist and composer Brad Balliet sharing about his work Arboretum, a performance of which will take place this Saturday at Congaree National Park. I also heard from bassoonist and U of SC music professor Mike Harley, whose strong advocacy for contemporary music extends to his roles as artistic director of the Southern Exposure New Music Series and as a founding member of the Alarm Will Sound Chamber Orchestra. Mike shared about what he sees as the timeliness of the upcoming performance and on the addition of some non-bassoonist woodwind players who will be joining for the event. But first, I asked about his initial impression of Arboretum as someone who was part of the premiere performance. You performed in the world premiere of this piece. And when you played in Maryland, did you think then, hey, I want to bring this back to my bassoon studio at USC and do this here?
You know, I did from the moment that I got to experience playing in the piece, because it's so incredibly versatile. You know, as Brad was saying, you can do it with one player on a little solo recital, I suppose. You could do it with 3 or 4 people. You could do it with about 15, as we have in this program. And so I knew that it was something I wanted to have my studio do, my students do here in particular. And it also, in this case, seemed like a kind of an ideal time to bring in some players from the community, some recent graduates who are coming down to play. And, you know, I should say, actually, too, for this performance, we're going to have a couple non-bassoonists playing. We're going to hear some birds, so there are going to be a couple flutists playing some bird songs. And my wife, Jennifer Parker Harley, who's the flute professor at USC, is going to be playing a newly written piece that relates to the trees as well. And so we're going to let in a few non-bassoons for this performance. And the flutists will be able, in contrast to the bassoons, who will be, of course, located near the tree that they're representing, flutists will be kind of wandering the path. So audience might encounter some birds or some flutes playing bird music along the way. So it's very versatile, and I loved it. The experience of playing it, kind of magical, I think. And just to be outside in nature, to be learning something about nature, you know, loved everything about it. Of course, in South Carolina here, 20 minutes from Columbia, we have the Congaree National Forest, this national park that is an ideal location for it as well. So yeah, in a way, it was sort of just waiting for the right time to do it.
And would you say that the pandemic was the right time? I mean, to bring the bad part in. But.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's outside, you know, and I think everyone feels safer outside. And, you know, a chance to make music together, to hear music together safely in a beautiful space. So yeah, it's been perfect for the pandemic.
An interview I had with Brad Balliet and Mike Harley about an upcoming performance of Balliet's work, Arboretum. The outdoor performance, featuring 15 bassoonists and a few flutists, is scheduled to take place at 3 p.m. on this Saturday, April 10th, at Congaree National Park. More information is on the park website. For South Carolina Public Radio and Sonatas and Soundscapes, I'm Bradley Fuller.